But I find this is all we should say everything about this that we can think of, because in a way this is something significant, because this is you know, I guess it's a physical expression of something quite other, quite different.
I think it is.
And so it's, in a way, it's a very unusual thing. It's something that people reading Krishnaji's books will never have.
That's true.
Had a sense of.
You
and
see, this is
thing
the sort
that Krishnaji would have to go through. Now, this is the kind of thing, of course, that theosophists would say, "Oh,
they
yes,
would say yes.
Ah,
that's
here it is, the
Maitreya."
Exactly. Exactly.
And of course, I will.
But it wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
It
I mean,
wasn't
I'm
that at all.
I'm adamant about that.
Yeah.
And that people, excuse me, could say, "Oh, hi, what do you know?" Because he could talk the same way that he talked on the platform if he was sitting on that chair.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's no possibility.
But also, it's not a... There was... I would also argue that, I mean, from what one can sense, and what is that, I don't know, but there wasn't a sense of something else being present that wasn't there all the rest of the time. But
it's just that he went into a certain region, I don't know what else to call it, certain state, certain...
perception or...
Of perception, a certain
mm-hmm.
depth of perception,
mm-hmm.
which is beyond
mm-hmm.
everyday consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, as you've seen yourself many times, when people from the audience would speak up or some nut would try to climb up on the platform,
mm-hmm.
he was right there and coping
oh,
with it, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. But he did need to... There was this after, before and after.
Yes. Before it was starting to, it's as though, I
like
don't know what was happening, but
something.
It's as though it was starting to move inside
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
And then afterward, sort of like decompression,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
he had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And also it... It must have been, although he never said this, physically very taxing.
It must have
because
been.
Because the tremendous power and energy that went into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the body begins to calm down, it must somehow manifest that a kind of, not exhaustion, but
depletion or
yes.
some, yeah. There's also, of course, that, I mean, as long as we're talking about some of these things, there's that extraordinary phenomenon also that we've seen where Krishnaji has gone on the platform and he was actually ill.
Yes.
And weak.
Yes.
And then suddenly, at some point, he just is in full health.
Yes.
Full of energy and vitality and strength,
yes, yes.
extraordinary strength for a man of any age.
Yes.
And that, it somehow, that was part, that was also part of this whole process, whatever this process
yes.
was.
Yes.
And afterwards, and I can remember even afterwards, he would, or at least in my memory, well, I don't know how accurate it is, he wouldn't go back to being quite as ill as he was before
mm.
when this took place.
Mm.
He would come down, but he didn't, like, go back to being quite so ill.
Yes.
Is that how it was
yes.
in your memory?
Yes. When he'd be ill beforehand, and one would think, well, should we cancel the talk? And then ultimately not cancel it, and he gave it. That thing you've just described would occur. And he wouldn't go back to being
mm-hmm.
weak and
mm-hmm.
hardly able to stand up.
This is all part of something that's just very
yes.
Odd.
It's become such a boring cliche these days to talk about energy. Everybody's talking getting energy. But in the context of Krishnaji's life, it was an amazing phenomenon, the energy.
And of course, he spoke about the energy that went through his body for 7 years. He talked about that. But also, what's just so interesting is it was so visible. It was so physically manifest.
Yes.
I don't even know if I don't know if you could. I don't know if a person could live with that extreme refinement, I would say, that Krishnaji had during those talks, because that's also what it seemed to me to be like after the talks, that he was in a state of such refinement, of such sensitivity, of such that almost the normal life was like too vulgar or too coarse or too something. I don't, for instance, know if Krishnaji could have just physically lived in that state the whole time. You know, that kind of state that he had when he was giving a talk. How does one know anything? But there was a sense that he had to come out of this, not...
Well, this again is total speculation. I haven't even a notion about this till this moment. But in order to do what he considered his job was, which is to talk, he had to live on the normal plane to a certain degree. Now, if that hadn't been his job, as he put it, if he'd been able to do something quite different, which is to become a